Florida poll: majority of legal immigrants support DeSantis flying illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. By John Binder on October 26, 2022. A majority of naturalized American citizens who first arrived as legal immigrants living in Florida say they support Governor Ron DeSantis's R flying illegal aliens to the elite coastal island of Martha's Vineyard last month. In September, DeSantis sent two flights packed with 50 illegal aliens from Venezuela to Martha's Vineyard off the coast of Massachusetts, where former President Obama has a sprawling 29-acre summer estate and which voted up to 84% for President Biden. Despite having the capacity to house 6 million new arrivals, the illegal aliens were bussed off Martha's Vineyard less than 48 hours later to Joint Base Cape Cod. Despite claims that the illegal aliens were traumatized by their arrival at Martha's Vineyard, some of them have said they want to return. Since then, Bexar County, Texas, Sheriff Javier Salazar, D., is investigating DeSantis over the migrant flights, even as he has admitted his office has yet to find any laws that were broken. Likewise, a handful of the illegal aliens, backed by attorneys linked to billionaire George Soros, are suing DeSantis in a class action lawsuit. The latest Telemundo/NBC News poll shows a 52% majority of legal immigrants in Florida said they approve of DeSantis flying the illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. This is even more than native-born Americans in Florida who backed the DeSantis flights by a 49% plurality. In addition, 71% of Cuban Floridians said they support DeSantis flying the illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard, along with 56% of swing voters and 90% of Republicans. Puerto Ricans and registered Democrats show the least support for the move, with only 37% and 9% approving of the flights, while 52% and 83% disapprove. The poll shows the extent to which Republicans, on a populist nationalist policy platform, are making inroads with working and middle-class Hispanic Americans as well as Asian Americans. Republican Monica de la Cruz, running in Texas's 15th congressional district, has made the pitch to her majority Hispanic community that illegal immigration, in particular, comes with massive economic costs for legal immigrants and American citizens. "The last thing we need to be doing is driving down wages, and that's the first thing illegal immigration does," de la Cruz said last month in a conference call. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.